Hello, everyone. Welcome to 30 Minutes for a Better You, a segment devoted to women's topics that will help make every day a good day. You'll hear from magazines such as Redbook, Woman's Day, Good Housekeeping, and the like, with articles ranging from health and well-being in relationships to decorating, travel, and finance, information you need to get the most out of your life. Today, we begin Woman's Day for September 2019. Topics today include selections from the Good Day section, inspiring ideas for your home, and great finds in the Style section that will help you look your very best. Enjoy! First up, Good Day. Feel joy, have fun, and learn more. The best time to make an important decision. If you're debating whether or not to accept a new job, buy a house, or adopt a puppy, tackle the dilemma before noon. A study published in the journal Cognition found that online chess players made slower but more accurate moves, aka good decisions, in the morning, and faster, more error-prone moves later in the day. The study authors determined that both early birds and night owls made better decisions in the AM, regardless of the time of day they felt most productive. So next time you're dealing with a head-scratching situation, wake up early or wake up ready to make up your mind. And keep in mind, the amount of sleep you get plays a big role in your ability to make a good choice. And here's a smart move. Tone your abs. Kim Lyons, a personal trainer in Los Angeles, says this easy move will help trim your tummy. No sit-ups required. Well, I'm all in. Let's find out. Step one, stand with your feet shoulder-width apart, elbows bent, and hands behind your head. Step two, bend your left leg and lift your knee across your body as you twist your torso and lower your right elbow toward that knee. Continue alternating sides in a marching motion for 60 seconds. So basically, you're twisting your upper half toward your opposite lower half for 60 seconds. Sounds pretty easy. Getting dressed. Love your style. WD contributing editor Clinton Kelly picks his favorite wardrobe staples just for you. Here's the trend to try. The moto jacket, and I have to say I have several of these and love them. A moto jacket pairs really well with floral prints. The contrasting vibes make this combo super interesting. Your favorite jeans, just add some cool footwear. And think black trousers and a beaded top. Moto jackets don't pair well with helmets. I mean, you're not actually riding a motorcycle, but if so, think safety first. When you woke up this morning, you probably didn't say to yourself, you know, I think the look of the day will be approachably edgy. But isn't that a lovely option? A moto jacket and a color other than black is the perfect way to add a little gravitas to an outfit without making it seem like you've stepped out of a 1960s biker movie. Softer fabrics like suede and matte faux leather keep you looking both feminine and strong. And here's a healthy lunch. Grab a pencil and a piece of paper because it's a quick little recipe. End of summer gazpacho. I love gazpacho. Active time, 15 minutes. Total time, 15 minutes. It serves two, and the cost per serving, $2.68. So here you go. If you've got that paper and pen, here's the recipe. Coarsely chop a half of a small cantaloupe, about a pound, peeled and seeded, and one Persian cucumber. Place in a blender, along with 1 pound of very ripe tomatoes that you've cut into wedges, a half of a small shallot, 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 2 teaspoons of red wine vinegar, and a half a teaspoon of salt, and puree until smooth. Serve drizzled with olive oil and sprinkled with pepper. Well, that couldn't be easier. And here's a tip. When choosing a melon, look for these cues to ripeness. The stem end should be flat. The color under the netting should be more gold than green. And when you sniff the blossom end, you should get a whiff of sweetness. Daily Dilemma: how can I stop getting junk mail? WD's pro, Katie Lindendahl, consumer tech expert. Credit card and insurance offers: submit an opt-out request at optoutprescreen.com, authorized by the four major credit consumer reporting companies, and you'll stop receiving offers for 5 years. Go one step further by mailing in signed forms, and your name will be taken off the list permanently. Again, that's optoutprescreen.com. Catalogs and ads: using the Paper Karma app, snap pics of your physical junk mail, and the app will help you get your name either deleted from direct mail databases or put on direct mail suppression lists. The service costs $1.99 per month, and you can pause it whenever you like, or $19.99 per year. Spam emails. Every time an unwanted automated email lands in your inbox, click the unsubscribe button at the bottom of the message. Unlike mass unsubscribe services that need access to your email, this manual method is effective and ensures your privacy. Here's an everyday essential: grown-up backpacks. After years of walking down the street lopsided, thanks to my 7-pound shoulder bag, I recently swapped it out for a stylish backpack. Not only is my posture better, but I feel like I've just discovered new hands-free technology. I can grab subway poles, check my phone, and hold my boyfriend's hand without my bag weighing down my arm or getting in the way. And the bag that they're showing is the Riley backpack, which looks like it has that Burberry check print on it and a tan canvas upper. $50 at Kohl's.com. Downtime you deserve. Kick back. Here's WD picks for the best in new books, music, and more. Watch TV one day at a time for fans of The Ranch, Fuller House, and Jane the Virgin. In this Netflix gem that ran for 3 seasons, a single mom, played by Justina Mercado, juggles 2 kids, a meddling building manager, and an overbearing Cuban mother, played by Rita Moreno. Download a podcast. The Organize 365 podcast for fans of Clean Sweep, Tidying Up with Marie Kondo, and Queer Eye. Home organization expert Lisa Woodruff's combo of advice and humor will inspire you to declutter with a smile. Read a book, Inland by Taya Orbrecht, for fans of My Antonia by Willa Cather and Animal Dreams by Barbara Kingsolver. This novel alternates between the stories of 2 beleaguered inhabitants of drought-ridden Arizona Territory in 1893. Nora, a frontierswoman trying to keep her life together after her husband and sons disappear, and Lurie, a haunted outcast on the run from the law across an unforgiving desert. Listen to music. She Won't Make Sense by the Harmelays, for fans of The Lumineers, Regina Spektor, and Ingrid Michaelson. The sound of this indie duo's powerful new album ranges from upbeat rock tunes to somber folk, while the raw, emotional lyrics explore mental health issues. Make a craft. Bleach pen napkins. Lay out a plastic drop cloth and put on gloves. Create a pattern on an unfolded napkin with a bleach pen using consistent pressure. Shake the closed pen periodically. Let it sit for about 30 minutes. With gloves on, thoroughly rinse the napkin with cold water and let dry and wash before use. This takes 10 minutes, and the napkin they're showing just has consecutive circles all over it, and now it looks like a decorated napkin. Keep learning. Love your library. Your local branch has lots of resources to offer beyond books. WD is working with the American Library Association to highlight amazing programs and inspire your next visit. How about couponing 101? The library can help you save money, and not just on books. Extreme and casual coupon users alike will appreciate that some libraries, like the Brooklyn Public Library's Diker branch and the Louisville Public Library in Louisville, keeps files of clipped coupons for visitors, use, or offer a communal box into which patrons can drop current coupons. Other branches, like Maxville Branch Library in Jacksonville, Florida, offer couponing classes that share insider advice about how to maximize savings, ways to find and use coupon websites, and strategies for combining coupons at the register. Moving on to the home section, inspiring ideas and do-it-yourselfs that make your home a haven. Flower Power. Craft a simple and stunning centerpiece in less than 5 minutes. And how you do it? They're flower spools. Number one, pick your spools. Choose a variety of colorful threads for big impact, or use tones of a single color, like a pretty pastel pink. Select your stems. Ranunculus blooms, seen here, which basically they look like big open peony blooms, come in many hues from peach to blue. Other hardy picks include zinnias and lilies. And three, make it last. To keep flowers fresh, add floral foam to the inside of the spool. You can dampen it with a straw so flowers stay hydrated. And here's a fresh tip. Cut flowers to different lengths to add dimension to your display. And I'm thinking sometimes with today's fake flowers, you could use fake flowers, not have to worry about the water and the foam inside, and make them look just as beautiful. Next up, tackle everyday clutter. There's a place for everything in these clever organizing stations. The problem: scattered coffee supplies. The fix? A cafe corner. Crisscrossing the kitchen to gather everything for your first cup of joe isn't a relaxing start to the morning. An at-home coffee bar will streamline the process. Here's some tips. Free your cabinets. You'll know when your stash is low if you're putting tea bags and coffee pods in clear jars. And keep it central. Repurpose a small cake stand to hold mugs and sweeteners at the ready, right next to your coffee maker. The problem? Stuff is everywhere. The fix? A kid drop zone. Your children are always on the go, which means all their things are too. A system that uses a one-drop spot is a clever way to keep them organized and your house tidy with minimal effort. Hang it up. Utilize unused space on the back of a door to corral supplies and items together and off the floor. And grab bags. Labeled totes are portable, so you can take them to the soccer field for the kitchen table and for homework. And what they did is they just put a hanger on the back of the door and then used pretty colorful totes that hung on hooks on the back of the door. The problem? Piled up papers. The fix? Create a mail center. Who needs a home office? A simple mini desk gives you a place to deal with important bills and documents or balance your checkbook. First, find a spot. Make use of a hallway or an empty corner by the back door. Add a lamp if there's little natural light. Make a do-it-yourself desk. A new piece of furniture isn't necessary. Install a space-saving floating shelf and pretty brackets instead. And it looks like what they did is they just took a piece of particle board, put two wall brackets up, and put the particle board on top. And use a pegboard. This versatile organizer can help keep a calendar, files, or desk supplies within sight. And all they did was paint a pegboard a pretty teal blue color, hung it up on the wall, put a calendar, some containers to put scissors and pens, and different hooks to hang keys, photographs, and more. Here's some clever uses for clear nail polish. A shiny new tricks to try at home. 1. Thread a needle. Dip the end of a piece of thread in clear polish. When dry and stiff, it can be easily pushed through a needle's eye. 2. Preserve costume jewelry. Brush a layer of polish inside a ring to prevent it from turning your finger green. 3. Keep labels smudge-free. Coat the labels of outdoor items like mailboxes and potted plants with polish to keep them from smudging in moist environments. 4. Secure small screws. Paint a layer of clear polish over eyeglass screws to keep them in place. And I can tell you I've done that on sunglasses, which come undone so easily from the constant wear. And 5. Seal envelopes. Instead of licking the flaps, spread a thin layer of clear polish, press down, and let dry. And did you know nail enamel was first created 5,000 years ago in China? And here's more from the home section. Come home to, try these science-backed decorating ideas so the minute you walk through the door, it's nothing but zen. Paint your walls a calming color. Colors affect mood, so the hues in your rooms can have a big impact on how you feel. Environmental and design psychologist Sally Augustin, PhD, says the most relaxing colors are bright but not very saturated. Think sage green, lavender, and baby blue. How to feel your best. Tuck away the clutter. According to Augustine, seeing piles of stuff creates stress because it's more difficult for the eyes and brain to interpret your surroundings. Use lidded storage to toss things out of sight. And set up a me corner. Spending time alone helps improve concentration and increases productivity, says psychologist Sherry Borg Carter. Designate a sitting spot that's devoid of distraction where you can read, daydream, or enjoy a cup of tea. And hang family photos. Looking at pictures of happy people, especially if they're your friends or family, lessens your body's response to strength and anxiety. And if you're reading in that corner that you've now set up for yourself, get a better light bulb. Buy a light bulb with warm light, which supports your natural circadian rhythms with less sleep-disrupting blues light. Moving on to the style section, pretty finds that help you look your best. Affordable anti-agers that really work. You don't need to spend a mint to have youthful-looking skin. Top skincare experts reveal the bargain products they trust and buy themselves from the drugstore. And here's something to keep in mind as we're going through these products. Consistency is key. Experts say to use the same morning and evening skincare regimen every day for best results. And here's what to use for fine lines and wrinkles. The WD expert pick, L'Oreal Paris Revitalift Anti-Wrinkle Firming Day Cream, SPF 25, $18. I love it because it hydrates my complexion and gives it elasticity while protecting it with SPF 25. One key ingredient is retinol, which increases cell turnover, reduces wrinkles. I use it on my neck, too. 4. Purifying. WD expert picks Dry Skin CeraVe Hydrating Facial Cleanser, $15. For normal to oily skin, CeraVe Foaming Facial Cleanser, also $15. Both of these cleansers have gentle formulations that won't irritate or inflame, making them excellent for people with sensitive skin. And how about for the eyes? WD expert pick, Neutrogena Oil-Free Eye Makeup Remover, $6. One of the biggest culprits that ages women is not taking off eye makeup properly. The skin around your eyes is the most delicate on your body, and repeatedly tugging at it can exacerbate dark circles, lines, and sagging. This remover gently dissolves makeup without pulling. And a WD expert pick, Olay Total Effects 7-in-1 Eye Transforming Cream, $29 at Olay.com. This cream has niacinamide, a form of vitamin B3, which helps with many of the biggest eye area issues, including crow's feet and uneven skin tone. Plus, it smooths and restores the skin's barrier. How about for the neck and chest? The WD expert pick, ROC, R-O-C, Multi-Correction 5-in-1 Chest, Neck, and Face Cream with SPF 30, $29. A formula that hydrates, firms, diminishes wrinkles, fades dark spots, and protects the skin from the sun, all in one product. And here's a product for hydration. The WD Expert Pick, Cetaphil Rich Hydrating Night Cream, $17. This cream's rich formula has moisture-binding hyaluronic acid, protective vitamin C and E, and olive extract, which helps your complexion retain its natural moisture and prevents it from dehydrating while you sleep. For softening, the Pick, Aquaphor Lip Protectant and Sunscreen SPF, $35. It does double duty, both moisturizing and protecting lips, with SPF 30, which reduces the sun damage that can lead to age spots and wrinkles. And since we just said this, how about those age spots? WD Expert Pick, Pond's Clarent B3 Dark Spot Correcting Cream, $9. This cream contains vitamins C and B3, which we just talked about, which help minimize dark spots and clarify skin. After 4 weeks of daily use, you'll see lightened dark spots, a more even skin tone, and a radiant glow. How about for pores? The Pick, Differin Gel, $30. This gel is a retinoid, a stronger version of retinol, that was previously only available by prescription. It works to improve the look of pores by unclogging them and keeping the complexion clear. For firming, the Pick is Olay Regenerist Whip Facial Moisturizer, $39. One of the gold standard anti-aging products with peptides in a new lightweight texture, it made the majority of users' skin feel firmer and look more lifted over time in testing. And for dullness, the Pick, Number 7 Lift and Luminate Triple Action Day Cream, SPF 30, $27. Made with antioxidant vitamins C and E plus sun protection, this day cream effectively brightens and hydrates mature skin. And here, as we're talking about all this beauty and the products to help us, secrets from the beauty closet. WD editors spill their latest time and money-saving tricks. Wake up that tired skin. If you think you look lackluster by lunch hour, you're not alone. The average woman feels as if she's lost her morning glow less than 3 hours after leaving the house. A CeraVe skincare survey found. Look bright-eyed fast with these complexion pick-me-ups. 1. To brighten and soften, a few spritzes of a face mist, like hydrating hyaluronic acid-infused Dickinson's Hydrating Facial Mist with Rose Water, $9, will revitalize skin and senses and even revive your makeup. 2. To invigorate the eyes, smooth an under-eye depuffer, such as Yes to Cucumbers Cooling Under-Eye Depuffer, $10 at Target's, from tear ducts to temples, to soothe and smooth away crepiness and puffiness. 3. To boost radiance, a hybrid of a highlighter and a lotion, a glotion, like CoverGirl Vitalist Go Glow Luminizing Lotion, $12, can be applied all over your face or on specific areas like cheeks to add dewiness and subtle luminosity. And 4, to refresh skin tone, dab a sheer pink cream or gel cheek tint. WD loves NYX Bear With Me Hydrating Cheek Tint, $10, on the apples of your cheeks and diffuse with your fingers for a fresh flush of color that will perk up sallow skin. And here's an eye-opener. The skin around eyes is thinner, which we just read about, and has fewer oil glands, so don't skimp on your eye treatments. And how about refreshing your hair with a root touch-up? Well, I know I have to do that pretty much every month. Extend the life of your shade and hide those grays with the next generation of easy-to-use, no-mess, temporary hair color targeted to your hair's needs. For stray grays, try a gel. Stubborn, wiry silver strands are no match for L'Oreal Paris's Magic Root Precision Pen, $11 at drugstores, made with a tiny precise brush tipped to pinpoint individual hairs. And how about for larger areas? Try a spray. Clairol Root Touch-Up Color Refreshing Spray, $12 at Ulta, disperses a fine mist of color that covers big sections, lasting until you shampoo and, most importantly, not rubbing off. For your hairline, a sponge. Small enough to toss in your makeup bag, Garnier Express Retouch, $10 at drugstores, has a clever cushion to target the hair right around your face without staining your skin. And for your part in your hair, a powder. John Frieda Root Blur Color Blending Concealer, $20 at drugstores, contains a brush to deposit the powder pigment directly onto your part and cover any regrowth that you may have. Well, we have a little bit of time left, but I'm not sure that we have enough to start a brand new article because time will run out in just a couple of minutes here. So we're going to stop for today. So that's all the time that we have for today. Thanks for spending some of your day with me. I certainly hope you enjoyed listening to all the great fun style and beauty products that we talked about today. And now for a bit of quotable time, wit, and wisdom until next time from Marth Trolley Curtin, a turn of the century author. Time you enjoy wasting is not wasted time. This is Tracy Shoster. Thanks for tuning in. Have fun and be fabulous today.